friends, Erica here from the Elevate with Erica show. Thanks for coming to hang out with me today. I have been juggling so much this week with work and new business ventures and working to earn a group instructor certification. And then I just was like, you know what? That's not enough. So let me just throw in another course this week to help with building a team in one of my businesses. Plus, my family and I are headed to our first camping trip of the season this weekend. And well, actually, you guys won't see slash hear this episode until Monday, depending on with your, whether you're podcast or YouTubing right now. So my camping trip will have already happened. But so yes, we have our camper back in the driveway. Our community HOA, whatever, doesn't allow us to keep it in our driveway all year round. Such a pain. One of these days we will get out of this neighborhood. But anyway, so with camping, in case you don't know, it's a lot of work on the front end and the back end, especially if you have kids, but it's so worth it. My family just loves it so much. And if it wasn't for my husband's LEO schedule in a beach town during the summer, we would go a lot more. So we have a lot to prep for that trip coming up. And I'm just juggling a lot of different career goals of mine as well. And I have to tell you something that I know it tries to creep into all of our lives when we are juggling a lot, and that is self-doubt. And when I'm juggling a lot, the first thing that I start to do is tell myself, I don't have time for, am not qualified for, or just can't do, or am not worthy of the items that are going to challenge me the most. So, you know, the camping prep thing, it's easy. It's time consuming, yes, but it's easy. You know, maybe for you, it's cleaning the house or spring clothes shopping for the kids because they just don't stop growing, or grocery shopping because they also just don't stop eating. Sometimes grocery shopping actually isn't so easy. So maybe I take that one back, but you get the idea. The to-dos on the list that are the least challenging for you, those are the ones we start distracting ourselves with. Distraction is just procrastination. And we start doing those things first, and we probably take a little more time than necessary on those things, right? Until we get to the point where it's true. You actually don't have time for the other more challenging things because, you know, you're human and we need sleep. So boom, excuse validated. And so with my personal development over the last few years, I can call myself out pretty quickly on this, but I'd be lying if I said that there wasn't a few seconds where I thought, why did I sign up for that recruiting course at a time like this? I don't have the time to really plug in and apply that stuff with my upcoming trips. Why am I getting this group instructor certification when there's so many other more qualified and experienced instructors already in my area? Like, who is going to want to come to my class? Do I even want to lead a class? And you can see how we also start to disqualify ourselves with our excuses. Like, first it starts out as, I don't have time, because I feel like that's the most readily available excuse for everybody, right? We're busy. But then that quickly leads to a slippery slope of, not only do I not have time, but it's not important enough to make time for, because I'm not going to be good at it. Or, you know, just what was I thinking, for whatever reason? Fill in the blank with your own limiting belief here. Or have you ever told yourself you can't do something because you're already something else? Like, I can't be a wife and also take night courses. I have to do wife things. I don't know. I kind of just made that one up, but I have definitely said, like, I can't attend that online workshop, or I can't be on that Zoom meeting because I have to make dinner. Like, really, Erica? If it's going to move your business forward, get you closer to a big goal, then they can order pizza that night, right? Or, you know, like, it won't kill your spouse to have him prepare dinner that night. Or have you ever said, I can't be a mom and also turn a passion of mine into a side business, or squeeze in a 30-minute workout? I said this in one of my podcasts a long time ago. You don't have to be there for your kid's first booger. It was so long ago that I heard that, and it still makes me laugh. And I think Angie Lee said it actually in one of her podcast episodes, because it sounds like something she would say. And that's why I love her. don't get me wrong, the milestones are important and babies are a blessing. And I say all the time that my firstborn saved my life. But we were someone else before we were parents. Becoming a mom or dad doesn't mean that any goals or dreams that you had or will have in the future must wait until your kids are out of the house and independent. One of my favorite things about leaving my conventional job and building my own business from home is that my kids get to witness it. They get to witness their mama working her butt off for her dreams. And one of my favorite things about working out from home versus going to a gym is that my kids get to actually see me and my husband being active. Actions are loud. And I love that I get to be the example of hard work for my boys. So here's the thing. We have to like who we are when we are alone, when we are by ourselves, not just like who we are, but like really be happy with our lives and our choices, and also feel excitement for our future. Because if you don't feel those things when you're alone and the kids are in bed and the husband's doing whatever he's doing in the garage and, you know, your work day is off, you are left with those dreams still tugging at your heart that you told yourself you didn't have time for or weren't worthy of or wouldn't be good at. Those dreams that you pushed to the back burner and validated not pursuing with those low-hanging excuses, they have a way of finding you when it's just you and your thoughts. Those things don't stop tugging. They are on your heart for a reason. You know, ever since I was little, I watched my mom make time for a daily workout. And I think that's where my passion for fitness started. And I would see these people with incredible fitness results and accomplishing these physically challenging things. And I wanted to know what that felt like. But I used to tell myself, having fitness as a main job is like saying I'm going to be a celebrity actress. Like it was like, okay, Erica, you wish. Now go get your real job. And let's just fast forward that because that's not what this episode is about. So let's just fast forward to today. Holy crap. I tried to deny that passion on my heart for 25 years and look where I ended up at the end of it. In fitness, as my job. I actually consider myself pretty fortunate because a lot of people deny their passions their whole life, but I get to live mine. But I won't lie. Sometimes I wonder where I would be if I hadn't denied myself this line of work for so long. But now here I am in my group fitness instructor course. And when life got busy, when life started feeling a little heavy these last couple of weeks, I started telling myself, why would anyone want to come to my class? Here I am building my team of women who are making an impact through sharing our health and wellness journey. And I'm telling myself, I don't have time for that course that's going to help me build that team exponentially faster than I have been. Okay, but I have time to Netflix and chill and do a puzzle and go out for happy hour and learn how to smoke cheese with my husband. Like seriously, we just did that for the first time last week. And listen, all those things are freaking great. The cheese was fantastic, by the way. I enjoy those things. But when we are juggling a lot of things, when we are in a busier season than normal, or when life is throwing just a few more curveballs our way, we start to doubt ourselves on the big things, on the big goals, on the big dreams, on the things that require us to get uncomfortable, on the things where we have the biggest opportunity for growth. The biggest opportunity to make a substantial impact on our life as a whole. I have to tell you guys about a new meat delivery subscription service I'm using. ButcherBox delivers high quality meat you can trust right to your front door. I'm talking free range organic chicken, humanely raised pork, 100% grass fed and grass finished beef, and wild caught seafood. So you can feel good about what you're eating, but also the taste and the quality are amazing. Click the link in my show notes to grab your first ButcherBox. And we probably also have a lot of people in our life who help us validate pushing those things aside, right? During busy seasons, don't we? A lot of people out of love try and keep us comfortable. They will make you feel better about saying, I'll do it later. I'll get to it. But I want to shift something with you today. What if your laundry basket got a little fuller than normal? What if your dishes didn't get washed right away? What if your spouse had to take over dinner duty a few times a week? What if your home wasn't spotless for a couple months? What if you needed a sitter to help you a couple times a week for a few months? What if you had to ask for help? That's a hard one, right? That's a hard one for a lot of us. What if you put some of those to-dos on the back burner for a bit and sought help on the things that you needed to in order to show up for the big goals that you're reaching for right now, that are on your heart right now? What if you told your friends when they came over to your house, look, okay, sorry, my house is a mess. I'm taking some college courses and I just haven't had the time to clean up like I usually do. I bet they would say, oh my gosh, good for you. I mean, if they're good friends, what are you taking? That's amazing. I should do that. Or what if they came over and you said, my house is spotless because I decided not to start that workout program, not to take that course, not to build my passion project. Don't you just love my empty sink? Like, who freaking cares? That sounds ridiculous that way, right? But we so easily prioritize the things that don't really matter over our dreams because we doubt ourselves. We doubt we have the time, the skills, the ability, the worthiness. And here's what you need to know. Everything you need to succeed at the dreams on your heart is inside of you right now. You are already the person who succeeds at whatever the thing is. You just have to tap into it. You can't tap into what you're not prioritizing, and you're not prioritizing it because you're not allowing yourself to get excited about it. When I instead take a step back and say, you know what? The idea of teaching a workout class sounds so freaking fun to me. Like, I envision the music up and I'm acting crazy and I don't know, they're laughing at me or doing what I'm doing. I'm not sure, but I'm having a good time, right? The idea of building a big team of women, building big businesses who I can spoil with retreats and celebrate with somewhere tropical sounds like a freaking dream come true. When I envision myself having already done the things, having already seen success from my hard work, I get really excited. And that's why creating a clear vision with your goals is so important. You have to know what it would look and feel like to become the person that succeeded at the thing. We talked about those four questions last episode. Who do you want to become? Why is that important to you? How will you feel? And what would that person say to you today? All that is part of creating your vision. Get clear on that so you can get more excited about going after the things that will require you to get a little uncomfortable for a season and put the dishcloth down. Do you really want it when you see your vision that clear? Then stop self-doubting yourself out of it. Everybody has time. What are you doing with that time? Because your actions will clearly show you what you are prioritizing, and you might not like what you see. Would you on your deathbed like what you see? That's a harsh question, but a powerful one. Everything in your life is a reflection of a choice that you have made. And if you want a different result, if you want to replace I wish with I am, then stop making the same choices, the choices that have you prioritizing the wrong things. Yes, you are capable, or else I truly believe that you wouldn't have been gifted that vision. So call your shot, friend. Use this episode as your sign or as permission to have a messy house for a bit, to pass on some duties to someone else for a bit so that you can go after the bigger goals, because it's just a season. The extra challenges and to-dos going after the big things will bring your life into a busy season. Know that they are not permanent. And you're going to see success when you get committed. It's going to come easier to you eventually. But right now, you prioritize what really matters, and you need to learn how to ask for help on the things that need to get done, but that you don't have the time for, and that someone else could totally handle. A lot of times, I think I talked about this in another episode, I think that we rob ourselves of help. and we rob people of getting the opportunity to help. Like, doesn't it feel good when you help someone? Why don't we give our spouse the opportunity to help us? We assume that they will just know what we need, or we don't want them to think that we can't do it all. But really, it builds a great partnership when you allow them to help, and it can actually deepen your relationship with that person. Okay, so I'm going to wrap this up, but think about that big vision or that big goal or that big dream or dreams that you have been trying to shove in that back corner of your mind. You know, the ones that creep in when it's just you and your thoughts, or that creep in when you see someone else already doing it and you feel jealousy start to bubble up. You know what I'm talking about. Think about those things right now. Envision the you who pursues them unapologetically. Envision the you who sees the success that you desire in those things. My heart starts to beat a bit faster. Did yours? Do you really want those things? This is your one life. This is your shot. Take it. You are worthy of that success. Everything you need is inside you to freaking get it. You lack nothing. Use what God, the universe, whatever you believe in, gave you, and give yourself permission to tap into all of it. I'm sending you like the biggest, most excited hug right now, because I'm a hugger and that thought just came over me that one of you needs it right now. And I love that transfer of energy that comes with a hug. Like, I'm envisioning us jumping up and down, hugging each other with excitement for our goals right now. Have you seen that Seinfeld gif where they're all hugging and jumping at the front door of their apartment? That's exactly what I'm doing in my mind right now with you. Take this energy, borrow my belief in you, use it to realize your own. Today is when you stop waiting for the right time, the right circumstances to light your fire. The matches are in your hand. Go light it up, friend. Until next episode.